This is Judy Berry from Earth First, and when I'm in Portland, I listen to non-commercial community radio, KBOO Portland. No compromise in defense of the truth.
Don't worry. I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some hope.
Dearly beloved,
oh yeah, come ride and dance with Diablo all over Portland as we celebrate Prince's birthday on Thursday, June 7th at 8 p.m. with a mobile bicycle dance party. We'll be rocking Pedalpalooza and dropping the Prince jams all night long with frequent dance stops. Once again, that's Prince's birthday bike ride celebration, Thursday, June 7th at 8 p.m. For more information on the KBOO website under Community Events.
Join KBOO and Kofallin Cultural Center on Thursday, June 14th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater for an evening of storytelling, live music, and film. Malian artist, author, and storyteller Baba Wage Jakite starts with a talk on the background of the Empire of Mali and the role of West Africa's oral historians before the screening of Keita, Heritage of the Griots, a film which blends modern events with magical realism, mythology, and history. Again, that's an evening of the culture of Mali, including the screening of the film Keita, Heritage of the Griots, on Thursday, June 14th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Welcome to the cabinet of Dr. Fritz. Here you will find stories that are surreal, bizarre, mystical, humorous, and horrific. It is important that you listen with headphones. This is a Kunstkopf binaural sound experience. Sound that surrounds you, above, below, all around you. Please put on your headphones. You should now be hearing me in your left ear. If not, reverse your headphones. You should now be hearing me in your right ear. Good. Now, the cabinet of Dr. Fritz is you.
The mayor of New Orleans, spiffy in his patent leather brown and white shoes, his plaid suit, his Rudolph Valentino parted down the middle hair, sits in his office.
Work has kept your honor late.
Here, have some of my fine bootleg gin, Zuzu.
Sprawled upon his knees is Zuzu, local do-wack-a-doo and voodoo-dee-o-doo fizz-gig.
Hello?
Harry, you better get down here quick. What was once dormant is now a creeping thing.
What?
What's wrong, Harry?
I gotta get down to the infirmary, Zuzu. Something awful's happened. The thing is stirred in its moorings.
What thing?
The thing that my grandfather, Harry, and his generation of Harrys thought was nothing but a false alarm.
Dragging Zuzu by the fox skins hanging from her neck, the mayor leaves City Hall and jumps into a Stutz bear shed parked at the curb. They reach the St. Louis Cathedral.
What's going on, hon?
Shh. Don't ask. Yeah, Joe sent me. All right.
Is this a speakeasy? What's going on here, huh?
This church has been converted into an infirmary.
Why are all those people lying on carts? Why are all those doctors wearing masks and white coats?
Doctors always wear masks and white coats.
Look here, hon. This one looks like a priest.
It is.
is the priest.
What's that funny smile on his face?
Don't ask. What's the situation report here, Doc?
We have 22 of them.
The only thing that seems to anesthetize them is sleep.
When did it start?
This morning.
We got reports down here from people that were doing stupid sensual things.
Did you say something?
We're in a state of uncontrollable frenzy.
We're cutting a mean mooch and lusting after reverence.
So?
We decoded this coon mumbo jumbo.
We knew that something was just brewing, just like the gay 90s flare-up.
We thought that the local
infestation area was Place Congo.
Place Congo?
So we put our antipathetic substance to work on it.
To drive it out.
It started to play hide and seek with us.
A case of occurring in one neighborhood and picking up in another.
It began to leapfrog all about us.
But can't you put it under one of them microscopes? Lock it in.
Lock it in?
Can't you protective reaction the damn blame thing?
Protective reaction?
Yes, I got an election coming up.
To blazes with your election, man!
Don't you understand?
If this jazz crew becomes pandemic,
it will mean the end of civilization as we know it.
That's serious, huh?
Yes.
You see,
it's not one of those germs that
break, bleed, suck, or devour.
It's nothing we can
bring into focus
or categorize.
Once we call it one thing, it forms into something else.
That bad, huh?
This belongs under some ancient demonic theory of disease.
Well, what about the priest?
We tried him, but it seized him too.
He was shouting and carrying on like an old coon went at the bass drum.
I see. What about the patients? Did you ask any of them?
Yes, one, Harry.
We asked him questions.
Like what he had seen.
What did he see?
He said he saw the Nkulu Kulu of the Zulu.
How did he feel?
He said he felt like the gut heart of Africa's interior.
He said he felt like the Congo,
land of the panther. He said he felt like
deserting his master, as the Congo is prone to do.
He said he felt he could
dance on the dime.
Well, what about his hearing?
He said he was hearing a shank bone.
Jews, harps,
bagpipes,
flutes,
conch horns,
drums,
banjos.
Well, then what did he say?
He started speaking in tongues.
In tongues?
In tongues.
Now, what the hell? Zuzu, what are you doing? For God's sake, stop dancing.
They're all leaping off their carts.
Everyone is dancing.
Do something. Stop them. I say. Oh, my. I feel something in the nape of my neck. Oh, my. Jess Grew's getting me, too. Oh, my.
The doctor, who rushes to his aid, starts slipping, dipping, gliding on out the door and into the street. Window shades fly up, lights flick off, and before you know it, the whole quarter is in convulsions. By morning, there are 10,000 cases of jazz group.
Mumbo Jumbo by Ishmael Reed. Mandingo, Mama Gayambo, magician who makes the troubled spirits of ancestors go away. Mama, grandmother, and Gayo, trouble, an embull to leave.
With the astonishing rapidity of Booker T. Washington's grapevine telegraph, Jeff Screw spreads through America following a strange course. Pine Bluff and Magnolia, Arkansas are hit. Natchez, Meridian, and Greenwood, Mississippi report cases. Sporadic outbreaks occur in Nashville and Knoxville, Tennessee, as well as St. Louis, where the bumping and grinding caused the governor to call up the guard. A mighty influence, Jess Grew, infects all that it touches.
The Jess Grew crisis is becoming acute.
That's right.
Not only that, the black, yellow and red Mutafika are looting the museums, shipping the plunder back to where it came from.
The Mutafika?
Yeah, according to the Quran.
The Quran.
The Mutafikas were inhabitants of the ruined cities where Lot's people lived.
The Mutafika?
The Ardnapples.
Just as the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah were the Bohemians of their day, Burber Lang and his gang are the Bohemians of 1920s Manhattan.
Here.
America, Europe's last hope, the protective archives of mankind's achievements, has come down with a bad case of jazz groove.
The 1920s, that one decade which doesn't seem so much a part of American history as the hidden after hours of America struggling to jam, to get through. America is born at 3:03 on the 4th of July, Gemini rising. It is to be mercurial, restless, violent. If the British prose style is Churchillian, America is the tobacco auctioneer, the Barker, Runyon, Lardner, W.W., the traveling salesman who can sell the world the Brooklyn Bridge every day. If in the 1920s, the British say, the sun never sets on the British Empire. The American motto is, there's a sucker born every minute. America is the smart aleck adolescent who's been around, the kid who has his own hot rod. New York is accustomed to gang warfare. White gangs, the Fugazis, the Bloodthugs of Baltimore, the Schuylkill Rangers from Philadelphia, the Dead Rabbits from the Bowery, the Roaches Guard and the Cow Bay gangs terrorize the city, loot, raid, and regularly fight the bulls to a standoff. Schlitz, the Sarge of Yorktown, a beer baron, has a lucrative numbers and speak operation in Harlem. His stores are identified by the box of Dutch Masters in the window. Collection day. Three Packards roll up to a store in Harlem. The street is unusually quiet.
Where is everyone?
I don't know.
Where are the salesmen, the new Negroes, the ham heavers, the pot wrestlers, the kitchen mechanics? They should be on their way to work.
Oh, boss.
Where are the sugar daddies and their hookers, the peddlers, the traffic cops, the reefer salesmen standing on the corner?
I don't know.
No rubbers. No chippies. No. What?
Huh?
No Rembrandt Dutch Masters. Look at that.
Who's that?
That is a picture of Prince Hall, founder of African Lodge number one of the Black Masons.
Black Masons?
Yeah.
What's Daddy's home?
That's a charter the Black Freemasons received from England.
Huh?
Something's fishy.
Hey, boss. This store here ain't got no Dutch Masters, too.
Prince Hall again. Call the Packers.
Hey! Hey!
Look, boys. We got a bit of a problem.
Dad! Buddy Jackson's dead!
The hoods begin to open the car doors to assist their boss, but they're pinned in. Up on the roofs are Buddy Jackson's guards. Exaggerated lapels, bell bottoms, hats at rakish angles. In their hands are the Thompson automatics, known as the bootlegger special.
Hey, Schlitz! This is Buddy Jackson.
Yeah.
Leave Harlem. Never darken the portals of our abode again. Understand?
What?
Right, I understand.
New Orleans is a mess. The streets are littered with bodies where its victims lie until the next burgeoning. People sweep the clutter from the streets. It now sleeps after a night of howling, speaking in tongues, dancing to drums, watching strange lights streak across the sky. One doesn't know when it will hit again. The next 5 minutes, 3 days from now, 20 years, but if Jess Grew, which shot up a trial balloon in the 1890s, was then endemic, it is now epidemic, crossing state lines and heading for Chicago.
The age of Harding pulls up, the strict upper lip chrome, the somber, swallow-tailed body, the formal top hat is in, the overall stay-put exterior. The age of prohibition, of suits and cabarets.
Last first flying tour Chicago with 18,000 cases in Arkansas, 60,000 in Tennessee, 98,000 in Mississippi, and with cases showing up even in Wyoming.
It would take a few months before a woman would be arrested for walking down a New Jersey street singing, Everybody's doing it now. The kids want to dance belly to belly and cheek to cheek, while their elders are supporting legislation that would prohibit them from dancing closer than 9 inches. The kids want a funky butt and black bottom, while their elders prefer the waltz as a suitable vaccine for what is now merely a rash.
Voodoo General, surround the ring, a court of friends.
Hey, boy. Paper.
A corpulent, silkily mustached robber baron, for whom Steel has been sacrificed to provide his hunk of toxic waste with a covering, reads the headline.
Voodoo General surrounds the Marines at Port-au-Prince. The only thing they have in Haiti are mangoes and coffee.
Is that right?
With Prohibition, there's no need for coffee. And mangoes. How many mangoes do you eat in a year?
Shall I sort them in the sideburns?
No, just thin them out a little. Mm. Haiti doesn't have any culture either.
Is that right?
I didn't see a single cannon or cathedral while I was there.
Is that a fact?
Hey, look at this.
What is it?
Some carving my wife gave to me. She brought it off one of those leather necks. You ever seen such an ugly thing? The obtuse snout, the sausage lips.
Yeah.
It was really clever of Wilson to send Southern Marines down there. They're in this thing, and quick.
Why do you think he sent them there?
Well, the way I figure it... Ooh, look at that.
Oh, that's Buddy Jackson. He is known for...
No, the high yellow woman next to him. Some hotsy-totsy. Ooh.
Oh, that's nice. Hmm. Looks like Greg Packard sneaking up behind me.
Is that right?
Yeah. In fact, I saved her.
Where to, Paul?
To the courthouse.
As usual.
Courthouse again?
It's just the same as those constant inspections by the fire department. The reviews of the tax records. Harassment.
They're trying to shut down the mumble-jumbo cathedral.
That's the truth.
What are they dragging you in for this time?
The summons says, I allowed my Newfoundland hoodoo dog, 3 cents, to soil the altar at St. Patrick's Cathedral. I can't comprehend the charge. I was merely fulfilling an old civic axiom.
Which one?
Keeping the streets clean.
Papa Labas, noonday hoodoo, fugitive hermit, obey man, botanist, animal impersonator, two-headed man, you name it. He is contemplative and relaxed, which Atonis confuse with laziness because he is not hard at work drilling, blocking the view of the ocean, destroying the oyster beds, or releasing radioactive particles that will give you cancer. Papa Labas is a descendant from a long line of people who made their pact with nature long ago.
What's all the commotion? We're running towards Wall Street.
Seems that the Sarge of Yorktown sent some of his torpedoes to take out Buddy Jackson.
What happened?
Buddy and his woman weren't touched. They missed him and blew up a barber shop and part of the street. What happened with the case?
They dismissed it again.
We'll probably find a fire inspector when we reach the cathedral.
The Department of Public Health has also been hassling us.
Looks like there's a detour. That's where the explosion happened.
Stop a moment.
What is it you found?
Looks like carving of gear. Isn't that strange?
Why do you think it was there?
Looks like it was an explosion.
Biff Musselwhite has reduced his status from police commissioner to consultant to the Metropolitan Police in order to take a job as curator of the Center of Art Detention. More pay. He is sitting with one of his old colleagues, Schlitz, the Sarge of Yorktown, nicknamed affectionately by the police station he so often visited over the years. They are sitting at the table of the plantation house located in the Milky Way of Manhattan. Black waiters stand against the wall, dressed as if they were in some 18th century French court.
Gonna miss you, Biff.
Remember the bags I used to bring you? You got real rich out of that. The only guy retiring at 3,000 per is a millionaire. I'll bet you have millions in stocks and bonds inside your shoeboxes.
Yes, I've come a long way. Hobnobbing with the rich out on Long Island. Curator of a museum. A long way from that punk kid you used to cover down in the Tenderloin.
Remember when you went off to war and the whole gang turned out to say goodbye and sing, "Over there"? You really gave it to them hunks, Biff. We were proud of you.
You know, Sarge, some would think this was a plot for a Cagney movie. You and I, brothers. You become a gangster, and I become a cop.
Only you didn't go straight. I was always dumb, but you were smart. Taking more money from us than I could ever make in policy or bootlegging. And now, curator of the Center of Art Detention, which is kind of big cheese for us crooks. There you are, taking bigger than me and getting away clean. Look at you. Silver hair, expensive clothes, hanging out with the swanks. A good cover. You got it made, pal. The pressures I have. Buddy Jackson is muscling in on my operation in Harlem. We tried to get him the other day, but the nigger seems to have 9 lives. My man hurled a bomb at him in a day. Who is she? Charlotte something, some such girl.
So this is the Charlotte my Mason friends have been talking about.
Yeah, she's something.
She has an apartment where one is initiated into certain rites. They call it the Temple of Isis. When are we ordered?
Hey, Pompey, Cato, come over here.
The two black waiters approach, bedazzling in their resplendent uniforms, their white powdered wigs and frilled cuffs.
What do you think I called you here for? I want the porterhouse steak, and I want it well done. You got that?
You got it.
When I say well done, I mean well.
Stop that man!
Schlitz, the Sarge of Yorktown, is leaning back in his chair, eyes staring straight ahead, about one-third of his head from the brow up, scattered into the neighboring diners, dinner plates, and on their clothes.
Hello, Papa.
How are you today?
Fine.
Hey,
the sign on the door reads, Papa LaBoss, Mumbo Jumbo Cathedral. Fits for your head. Some say his ancestor is the long juju of Arno in eastern Nigeria, the man who would oracle, sitting in the mouth of a cave as his clients stood below in shallow water. Another story is that he is the reincarnation of the famed Moor of Summerland, the black gypsy who, according to Sufi lit, sicked the witches on Europe. Whoever his progenitor, whatever his lineage, his grandfather, it is known, was brought to America on a slave ship, mixed in with other workers who were responsible for bringing African religion to the Americas, where it survives to this day. His father ran a successful mail-order root business in New Orleans. It's no surprise that Papa LaBoss carries Jez Grew in him, like most other folk carry jeans.
Daughter?
Yes, Papa.
Jez Grew has reached Chicago. They're calling it a plague, when in fact it's an anti-plague. I know what it's after. It won't stop until it cohabits with what it's after. Then there'll be a pandemic, and you really see something. And then they will be finished. What's wrong?
That's why Berber Lang left. Your conspiratorial hypotheses about some secret society molding the consciousness of the West. You know you can't prove conspiracy.
Evidence? Woman, I dream about it. I feel it. I use my two heads, my knockings. Don't you children have your knockings? Or have you new Negroes lost your other senses? The senses we came over here with?
Oh, Pops.
Daughter, standing here, I can open the basket of a cobra in an Indian marketplace and charm the animals to sleep.
Pop, that's ridiculous.
What's wrong with you? Have you forgotten your knockings? Why, when the seasons change on Mars, I sympathize with them.
Pop, this is a new day. We need scientists and engineers. We need lawyers.
Oh, that's all right. But there's more. And I'll bet that before the century is out, men will turn once more to mystery, to wonderment. They will explore the vast reaches of space within, instead of measuring more progress, more of this and more of that, more increase. Oh, there I go, getting you upset.
It isn't you, Pop.
Berberine?
Oh, Pop, he thinks you're a failure. He feels you're limiting your techniques. You should add Inca, Taoism, and other systems. He feels you're becoming all wrapped up in Jess Gruhl, and it's a passing fad. He's not Berberlang anymore. He has a missionary zeal about whatever he's mixed up in.
You lonely?
Yes. I'd like to go out. Tonight, for instance. I'm invited to a chitlin' switch.
A chitlin' switch?
Here's a card.
Food, games, drink. Chitlin' switch. Let's get our brothers off the limb by chipping in a barrel of fins.
We're attempting to raise money for anti-lynching legislation. James Weldon Johnson is supposed to speak.
Mind if I come along?
I'll be right with you. I have to change.
Where's Charlotte?
You know, Pop, she's been acting strangely. She had an argument with a client and began to swear in French.
I better speak to her.
Sure, Pop. Tray number 21 needs replenishing. Pop still clings to some of the ways of the old school. Berberlang laughed at him one night for feeding Loa.
It's important to always feed the Loas.
Feed the Loas. I'll take care of it tomorrow.
The party is held at a townhouse in Harlem. It isn't an authentic chitlin switch, but an imitation one. It is what some of the new Negroes imagine to be a rent party, given to meet the first of the month by newly arrived immigrants from the South. In fact, there is nowhere in evidence a delegate from the brother in the street.
61 lynchings occurred just in 1920 alone. In 21, there were 62. Some of the victims were soldiers returning from the Great War.
They thought America would repay them for putting their lives on the line.
They repaid them all.
This Protestant country, ignorant even in Western districts, execute soldiers the same way they dealt with witches in the Middle Ages.
Until Marcus Garvey came along to rescue the American Negro. He was basking in his lethargy like a crocodile, sleeping in the sun.
Oh, yeah, whatever you say.
Oh, there's Berberlang.
What's he doing with that man?
Young man looks familiar.
His name's Thor Wintergreen. You see him in the society pages.
Hello, Berberlang.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
No time to explain, baby. We're leaving. I'll be home later.
But what time are you going to be home?
I'll call you.
Come up to the cathedral sometime, Berberlang. I'd like to talk to you.
I will. Maybe next week. I'd like to talk to you, too.
Okay.
All right.
See, Pop, he doesn't have any time for me. I'm going home.
We just got here.
You stay. I'm going to go home and wait for him. Maybe we can have a talk. Goodbye, Pop.
Nothing like an affair to heart.
Why, Papa LaBosse, you old jug blower, you. I haven't seen you since the last black numerology convention. How have you been?
I hear you're packing them in at the Liberty Hall.
That's right. 4,000 per night, as big as Garvey.
Turn off that old thing music.
That's a beautiful medal you're wearing.
It was awarded to me by a foreign potentate for my ability to perform the trick of the human seed, lying buried underground for 8 days. Please have a seat.
Sure.
Looks as if the prophecy you made at the Black Numerology Convention is all around us, Labas. This Jess Drew thing? How did you predict that? Mundane astrology?
No, knockings.
Knockings? You're quite good at that. What do you think this Jess Drew is up to?
It's up to its text. For some, it's a disease, a plague. But in fact, it's an anti-plague. Black Herman, you recall that in the past, there were germs that avoided words. Satan, Adama, Tabat, Amada, Natas was used to charm a germ in the old days.
You both are filling people's heads with a lot of bull. Do you think that Harlem will always be as it is now? Poor people are traveling north and the signs are already showing of its deterioration. The people will have to shape up or they won't survive. Cut out this dancing and carry on. Fulfilling base cardinal appetites. We need factories, schools, guns. We need dollars.
But surely, Abdul, my friend, you don't believe the epidemic is a hoax. It's taking the country by storm, affecting everything in its path.
That's just a lot of people twisting their butts and getting happy. Old, primitive, superstitious jungle ways. Allah is the way. Allah be praised. It's you two and these other niggas inviting spirits and doing the slow drag who's holding back our progress.
We've been dancing for thousands of years, Abdul. It's part of our heritage.
And why would you want to prohibit something so deep in the race soul?
That's right. When you reviewed my last work, you accused me of having a French woman on my staff. I guess your teachings haven't made you realize your bad manners.
I think what bothers me most is your review of my dream book, in which you call me crazy.
Crazy is a strange description for a man to be using who came with those flappers outside the Cotton Club just because they were wearing their dresses short.
I didn't do it, but they had it coming.
The girls pointed you out in the lineup. Why do you deny it, Abdul?
Because I didn't do it. But they deserved what they got wearing their dresses like that. Tricks, sluts. Swinging their asses nasty.
Maybe they felt they should decide themselves what was best for them to wear, Abdul.
If you weren't the person who meted out those beatings of the high yellow course girls, why were you suspiciously lording about the Cotton Club?
None of your business, Gregory, man. I wasn't born with a call on my face, Papa Labas. Nor was my coming predicted by a soothsayer. As yours was, Black Herman. I haven't developed a hoodoo psychiatry as you have, Papa Labas. Nor can I talk to animals or spend $1 twice as you have done, Herman. You see, while you are cloistered, protected by your followers and patrons and clients, I am out here on the street, watching what was once a beautiful community become a slavehold. People are beginning to trickle in from down home, and I'll bet that sooner or later there will be an exodus rivaling the one of the good book. Who is going to help them? Who is going to feed them? Are they going to eat incense and candles?
Abdul, what you're saying
Look,
is...
I spent 9 long years in prison for stabbing a man who wanted to evict my mother because she wouldn't sleep. I walked into the house one day and there he was, her clothes nearly off and his fat fingers plying her flesh. 9 years I was in the clink and 2 of them in solitary confinement. That's why I learned how to read. I always wondered why the teachers just threw the knowledge at us when we were in school, why they didn't care whether we learned or not. I found that the knowledge which they had made into a Kabbalah, stripped of its terms and the private codes, you could learn in a few weeks. It didn't take 4 years at the university. Some of these people with degrees going around here shouting that they are new Negroes are really serving the man who awarded them the degrees, who has initiated them into the words, and found them qualified, which means loyal. I went through biochemistry, philosophy, math. I learned languages. I even learned the transliteration and translation of hieroglyphics.
Abdul, we don't...
Look! The boss, Herman, I believe that you two have something. Something that is basic. Something that has been tested. And something that all our people have. It lies submerged in their talk, in their music. And you are trying to bring it back, but you will fail. It's the 1920s, not 8000 BC. These are the last days of your healing potions and love powder.
Listen, Abdul.
I am building something these people will understand. This country is eclectic. The architecture, the people, the music, the writing. The thing that works here will have a little bit of jive talk and a little bit of North Africa. A fez wearing mulatto in a pinstripe suit. A man who can give me some skin as well as assalamu alaikum. Haven't you heard? This is a country where something is successful in direct proportion to how it is put over, how it is gained. Look at the Mormons. Did they recruit thousands of whites to their cause by conjuring the Druids? No. They used material people were familiar with and added their own. The most fundamental book of the Mormon Church. The Book of Mormon is a fraud. If we blacks come up with something as corny as the Angel of Morality, something as trite and phony as their story that the book is the record of ancient Americans who came here 600 BC and perished by AD 400. Can you imagine that? They would refuse to accept our priests from the draft. A privilege extended to every white hayseeds fruit stand which calls itself a church. But regardless of the put on, the hype, the Mormon got Utah, didn't they? No, gentlemen. I don't think I'd be so smug if I were you. The authorities are already talking about outlawing voodoo in Harlem. These are your last days. A new generation is coming on the scene, and they won't use your knowledge. They will call you sick and way out, and that will be a sad day. That's the way it goes, brothers. You will be just a couple of eccentric characters, obsolete, outdated, unused as the appendix. Maybe I won't be around, but someone is coming. I feel it stirring. He might even have the red hair of a conjure man, but he won't be one. He will get it across. And he will be known as the man who got it across.
Well, I have got to get back to the office. I have an anthology that's really going to shake them up when I get done translating it.
What language is it in?
Hieroglyphics. Take care of yourselves.
You know, maybe he's got something.
Maybe so, but he's doing a lot of damage. That bigoted edge resembles fascism. Let's see.
You think we're out of date, like he said?
Well, I know the politicians of this era will be remembered more than me. But I like to believe that we work for principles and not for self. We serve the lowest, as they say. The New York police will wipe out voodoo just as they did New Orleans, but it will find a home in other places.
Well, I'll be damned. There's President-elect Warren Harding.
That's something. Well, I have to go.
Keep in touch, Papa. There are some people in the harbor that want to meet you.
Good. Call me.
Papa LaBosse. mumbo-jumbo cathedral. He moves from room to room, the dark tower room, the weary blues room, the groove bang and jive around room, the as we lay room. In the as we lay room, the drums sleep after they've been baptized. In the mango room is a long maple table covered with white linen. 21 trays are filled with such delectable items as liqueurs, sweets, rum, baked chicken, and beef. This room is the dining hall of the Loas. Once in a while, one is possessed by a Loa. The Loa is known by its signs and is fed, celebrated, drummed to, until it deserts the horse and govi of its host and goes on about its business. The attendants are experienced and know the names, knowledge the West lost when the Atonis wiped out the Greek mysteries. The last thing these attendants would think of doing to a Loa's host is electrifying it, lobotomizing it, or removing its clitoris, which was a pre-Freudian technique for curing hysteria. No, they don't wish it ill. They welcome it.
Hello, Pops.
Arlene, thanks for inviting me to your party. I hope the argument between me and Abdul didn't disturb your guests.
Oh, we're accustomed to Abdul's bunk. He gets on his soapbox and goes on for hours. Charlotte wants to see you.
She does?
I think she's quitting.
What's up?
I don't know. You'd better ask her.
What's wrong, Charlotte?
Oh, Pop. I don't want to hurt you, but I'm leaving. Berkeley had some good points. He influenced your approach. But now that he's left, I mean, you developed a cultish thing about this new hoodoo therapy. I mean, I've learned all the dances, and I feel...
You mean you've gotten an offer?
Well, yes. I'm going on this stage. The Plantation House wants to star me in their new review, The Witch's Pick.
Oh, that's good news.
You mean you approve?
Yes, of course. There's more.
The manager wants me to entertain some of the selective clientele. The diamond stick pintry, you know. Teach them diluted versions of the dances I have observed here.
Charlotte, you shouldn't attempt to use any aspect of the work for profit.
Why not? I helped translate the French works and took Bebeling's place when you were short of help. Pop, you can't keep something as wonderful as your techniques a secret. They will benefit the world.
You should be careful. I don't know the extent to which the Haitian aspects of the work can be translated here.
Oh, Pops.
I know. You all think it's silly. But we have to observe these precautions. People didn't believe me when I warned of the Just Grew epidemic. But now, here it is.
Pop, they just invented that to sell the tabs. You know how outrageous the newspapers are getting to be.
I still think you ought to wait, Charlotte. It might be dangerous. Upset the Loa's petrol and you will be visited by troubles you never could have imagined.
Look, Pop, I want to take the benefits of the beautiful things you and Arlene and Beverly have taught me and give it to everyone.
I hate to let you go, but I guess you know what you're doing.
Goodbye, Pop.
Voodoo generals. Good grief. A zombie marine surrounded by men in white coats? Ugh.
Hi.
Berbalay. You've been gone for 3 days, and all you got to say is hi.
Hello.
Where have you been?
Hey, I've been busy, baby.
That's nice.
Well, trust me. Some very serious things have been happening. Jizguru is no dream of an old man, but dynamic, grossing.
Herbalane, he admires you so. Why do you have to...
Look, trust me. Come here.
Hinkle von Vampton works in the copy room of the New York Sun. A black patch on his eye from an old war wound, he is often referred to by the disputants as the Grand Master. One night, Von Vampton's nosy landlady is peering through the keyhole and finds the man staring at an ugly, hideous, bejeweled object. A little black doll.
He was dressed like one of them night fellas and began kissing some ugly nigger doll. He had some uniform with the Red Cross emblem, a coat with sheep's wool, and his uttering some strange sounds.
She invites her Mahjong club to come up and see the show. Their vantage point is a skylight above the studio.
This time, he's standing on the statue of a dog, lifting a drink and whirling a sword around his head. He was saying these weird words that sound like Arabic or something.
The managing editor of the New York Sun has been meeting all day with higher-ups, deciding what they can do to crush the Jez Grew epidemic, which has now reached Chicago. When he walks into the office and inspects the new edition, he blows his top. There is a colossal mistake in the headline.
Thousands of copies are in the streets. Others on the way. Too late to call him back. I'll kill that bird. That savage eagle bomb.
Private Castle, our Knights Templar for the asking. It is rumored that they possess hidden seaports from where they sail to unknown continents. They arouse the envy of Europe's monarchs, who, jealous of their service to the Pope, would like to curb their power. They have powerful friends among the royalty, however. King Richard I of England is a patron, and King Alfonso of Aragon and Navarre rules his countries to them. But his plan is foiled by the Moors. King Baldwin I grants the Templars' palace as their headquarters.
Von Vampton, we tried to give you a chance, Pops, but now you are through. We had orders from the occupation forces that no news of this war would be printed on the mainland. You give it a full banner headline. Voodoo generals surround Marines at Port-au-Prince. We warned you, Pop. But now you've really done it. Your style stunk anyway, too fancy. We like strong, lively, short verbs in present tenses, and you just can't adapt to this American style, Pops.
Damn you!
What?
You are boorish as your newspaper.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
You are a slob.
What?
You use ketchup at every meal. You don't change your clothes. Your hair smells of grease.
Hey!
Every managing editor is his newspaper. Therefore, your newspaper is a slob.
Now, you wait a minute, Buster.
You are as lurid as your every page. Your concept of briefness will lead to inaccuracy and ultimately destroy the boo-boys you represent.
Look, Hinkle, I don't want to argue. We have our orders about this Haiti thing. Americans will not tolerate wars that can't be explained in simple terms of economics or the white man's destiny. Your headline has done considerable damage. Our switchboard is overloaded with questions from the populace concerning Haiti. A lot of them don't even know where it is.
Haiti is 21 degrees latitude by 72 degrees longitude.
Yeah, right. Anyway, mobs are checking out books from the 42nd Street Library on Haiti. This is the can of worms you've given us, and you have to go.
Oh, those cufflinks. Where did you find them?
Around the corner on 42nd Street. Yeah. Got some knight in armor with the Red Cross on his chest. So what?
Not only are you a louse, but you are a desecrator as well. Death to the defilers!
That does it. You're crazy. Go pick up your pay and get out of here before I call the bulls.
You should be able to manage them very well, the way you ignore their corruption.
Voodoo generals, surround Marines and
headlines setting headlines for the rubbish Americans call a newspaper. Taps, with their torch murders, loveness, sugar daddies and heartthrobs. I didn't mind the cheap stock, the lack of eloquence, the inclination for synonyms. I accomplished what I set out to do. Now my ancient employers will have to turn to me. They will trace the Haitian leak to me, and then they will want to bargain.
Get in.
I beg your pardon.
You know what this is.
Oh, yes, a revolver.
Like I was saying, get in.
Oh, since you insist. Of course.
The headquarters of the Wallflower Order. You have nothing real up here. Everything is polyurethane, polystyrene, lucite, plexiglass, acrylic, mylar, teflon, phenolic, polycarbonate. A gallimaufry of synthetic materials. Neat, clean, accurate, and precise. But one big yawn they got up here. You eat rays, and for snacks you munch on sound. Transplanting is real big here. Sometimes you play switchbrains and hide the heart. Lots of marching. Soon as these, like men, disappear, walking single file down the hall, here comes another row at you. The Atonis got rid of their spirit thousands of years ago. With him. The flesh is next. Plastic will soon prevail over flesh and bones. Death will have taken over. Why is it death you like? Because then no one will keep you up all night with that racket dancing and singing. The next morning, you can get up and build, drill, progress, putting up skyscrapers and working and stuff, you know? Keeping busy.
The headquarters of the Wallflower Order, backbone of the Atonis, is bustling with activity. They use a new invention, television, to scan the U.S. for Jezru activity at this moment, stirring Chicago. Wearing sandals and dressed like a Cecil B. DeMille extra, Hierophant, the first, paces the floor.
Jezru is compounded by the Mudafika, who are responsible for art thefts now ravishing the private collections of Europe and America.
America!
The Far Eastern Museum of Cologne has discovered several items from its Chinese collection missing.
Missing!
To add to this, the war launched by the Order against the Haitian nation has been exposed by a well-planted headline in the New York Sun.
New York Sun!
More books concerning Haiti have been checked out of American libraries than in the previous history of the library system.
More books!
Dance manias inundate the land. If Jezru slips into the radiolas,
all is lost.
Go on now, yeah. Go on before I chucks you good with a stick. Quit following me, yeah.
Woodrow Wilson Jefferson has decided to quit the farm and hit the big city. His grandfather had accompanied his slave master to New York in the 1850s and had returned with articles and editorials written by two gentlemen, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. He liked the style, objective, scientific, the use of the collective we.
Get out of here, damn it! Where's my stick?
Well, if it ain't Reverend Jefferson's boy, where you going with your hair all spruced down with butter? Where you on your way to?
I'm going on away from this damn town. That's where I'm going.
Well, excuse me.
Hinkle von Vanten.
Aha!
Why have you removed me from the city?
Jezru has gripped the vitals of America.
America!
You placed that headline in the New York Sun, our Atonist organ. We traced it to you. You knew what we were doing in Haiti, and you have the text, the nourishment of Jezru without which it will soon wane.
Soon wane.
Hand it over.
I see. Now that the Teutonics have fumbled the latest crusade, you want me, a Templar, to bail you out, huh?
You know we're in trouble. You've seen the young men wearing slave bracelets sitting in the cafes quoting nigger poetry?
Yes, I've seen that.
The young women smoking luckies, wearing short skirts and staying out until 3 in the morning?
Oh, you are desperate.
If you know that we are desperate, then you must know that we will go to any extreme to stop it. Therefore, if you don't yield the text, we will rub you out.
Rub you out?
Rub me out, huh? Gone is the rhetoric, the convoluted sentences, 300 words long with many parenthetical elements and modifying clauses. Separate from their objects, the logic and reason you were always so pleased with. Anxious about this Jess Crew epidemic, huh? Or you speak like the common bootleg merchant.
I don't want to be difficult. Bring the ritual dagger.
Bring the ritual dagger.
I don't have the text.
What?
You should have thought about the text the dark day, October 13th, 1307, when your King Philip IV and the Pope Clement he hired to do his dirty work brought the charges against my order, rounded up our leaders and executed them. After all we did to defend your wretched tales.
You are still Grand Master of the Knights Templar. Arrogant, proud. We had no choice but to bring you to trial. Your order became so powerful that it threatened ours. We are not in a position to share power. I'm merely the curator, the chief janitor, the custodian of a hierarchy which extends to the very top.
To the very top!
I was given my orders, and I had the Pope and my King execute them. The charges they brought against you were all proven, even worshipping the devil in the form of a cat, spitting, stamping, urinating on crucifixes, as well as participating in acts in which the Arabs' pharmacopoeia was used.
Was used.
You were accused of sodomy and kissing the tail of the black god Baphomet. You had to be dealt with for the sake of Christendom.
Christendom.
Without our order, there would have been no Christendom. We wanted to expand, and we were acquiring African powers as a result of our contact with the Arabs. You should have known when your King Philip IV was eaten by a boar on November 29, 1314, the month after our executed leader, Jack de Molay, cursed him, and when Pope Clement V died on April 20th, 1314, after yelling, "I'm burning up, I'm burning up," that we learned more from the Saracens than to play chess or smoke hashish. Your Christendom was for serfs, for underlings, and the peasants.
The peasants.
Guards, get out of here.
Get out of here.
You arrested us, but some of us escaped. I came to America, where I have been able to hold our little band together, now scattered all over the globe, waiting for this day when you would be forced to admit your errors. And now it has arrived.
Hinkle, what did you do with the text?
You want the text? You fool. Did you think that the rival of Atonism would be quelled by giving fellowships and grants and aid?
Hinkle, we can make a deal. The text, please. Think of the cross, the Virgin.
We fought and died for the Virgin, the cross, and the cup. And what kind of a reward did we receive? Our lands burned, our property confiscated.
We need the text. Hinkle, I implore you.
If you really must know, it's in the hands of 14 JGCs, individuals, scattered throughout Harlem. Only I can call it in and anthologize it.
JGCs?
Yes, Jess Crew Carriers.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I send it out as a chain book.
So that's why my men weren't able to find it when they ransacked your apartment?
Yes, if Jess Crew is indeed seeking its text, I will be able to help you out. If it's not, I will also be able to aid you, but on one condition.
What is the condition?
Put my order in charge, give us a chance to redeem our good name before the world.
Out of the question.
Jess Grew is inclined toward New York. It merely will have to be told what to do, and then...
The black tide of mud will engulf us all.
That is correct.
All right. All right. You win. The Knights Templar will be in charge of the anti-Jess Grew serum. I have no choice.
Yeah.
What you need?
One, I will collect.
KBOO, Portland. As I crawl into the studio, I leave my horse behind in the hallway. Get that horse blanket off and wrap it around me and warm me up. The summer's coming. And I'm climbing into that big chair now, so we can be here now. At far away places. From the corner of Calicalo Boulevard and Bourbon Street, in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque